California voters will also consider several ballot measures tomorrow that could allow four Indian tribes to add thousands of slot machines to their casinos. In return, the state could reap billions of dollars in shared revenue. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger strongly supports the slots, but opponents managed to push the issue onto the ballot just as the state's budget went into the red. From member station KPCC in Los Angeles, Stephen Cuevas reports.
Visitors to the Pechanga Casino in Temecula, about 90 miles east of Los Angeles, are greeted by an army of slot machines. About 2,000 of them crowd the casino's main floor. Most are Class 2 electronic bingo slots. They offer small payouts compared to Class 3 slots. Those are blackjack and poker machines where jackpots are possible for players and all but guaranteed for the house. Altogether, the proposed agreements, or compacts, allow Pechanga and three other Southern California tribes to add about 17,000 Class 3 slot machines. In exchange, the state would pocket up to 25% of the coins dropped into those machines over the next 20 years. Pechanga tribal spokesman Jacob Mejia.
Most importantly, this gives the tribes the opportunity to grow and respond to market conditions in the future. And in addition, the tribes are going to share a heck of a lot of revenues with the state of California, totaling, you know, anywhere from $200 to $500 million a year.
This as California faces a $14 billion budget deficit. Supporters say it's much-needed cash for schools, fire departments, and other important state needs. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger touts the potential windfall in TV ads bankrolled by the four tribes.
The agreements triple the revenues the tribes are required to pay California. So this will bring us billions of dollars over the next two decades. It is revenue we must have in this time of fiscal crisis.
The money California could earn amounts to not much, less than 1% of the state's overall annual budget. To supporters, though, it's better than nothing. But there's no profit big enough to satisfy Cheryl Schmidt. She's with the group No on the Unfair Big Four Gambling Deals.
These compacts are detrimental to the taxpayers, the casino workers, the environment, and clearly the next-door neighbors and other Indian tribes.
Schmidt's group represents two Indian tribes, a labor union, and two California racetracks. They're the folks that pushed the issue onto the ballot after state lawmakers signed off on the agreements last summer. They say the deals don't force the tribes to pay their fair share to poorer tribes who don't have compacts with the state. They also complain the deals would bar employees from holding on-site union elections and that they'd hand Indian casinos a gambling monopoly.
They certainly have got defects.
Nelson Rose is a professor at Whittier Law School and the author of several books on gaming and the law.
There could be more controls. They could maybe even give the state more money, although, you know, maybe, maybe not. And the question is, do you want the state to have, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars more at the price of allowing some of the largest casinos in the world?
California voters have traditionally voted overwhelmingly in favor of Indian gaming deals. This time, though, all bets are off. A recent field poll finds likely voters narrowly approving the proposed compacts by just a few points. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Temecula, California.